Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today is a special edition. I have two guests who are Asian American college students in the Triangle area. We're going to talk about how to live college life as a Christ follower. Hello, Caleb. Hello, Gracie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Pastor Sam?
Yeah, doing great. How are you, Gracie?
I'm doing well.
All right. So could you introduce yourself a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my name is Caleb Lee, and I'm a rising junior at NC State University.
Cool.
And my name is Gracie. I am a rising sophomore at Duke.
All right. Awesome. So, yeah, it's great to have you all. And normally I do a podcast with pastors and leaders and among Asian Americans. And I mean, most of them are doing ministries among younger generations. Now, you are a younger generation, definitely. And you're both of you are Christians. And I have some questions about how you walk with Christ in the secular college. And I think it will be a very important for the listeners out there to know what it means to become Christ followers on college campuses. So, So thank you for being here. And my first question for you is this: what are some differences between college life before and after, when you were middle and high school students? How was it different from your life right now? And yeah, so who wants to go first?
Okay, I guess I'm going first. I think the college life is very different from middle and high school for me, especially because where I go to college at NC State, even though I live in the same state, it's 3 hours away from home. Mm-hmm. So I don't get the luxuries of seeing my family or even getting to go to my home church like I'm used to every Sunday. And so there's like a bigger need of self-reliance, mm-hmm. and supporting yourself. Everything you do, it can often feel like you're fending for yourself in a lot of situations and things that you're doing. But I think it's college is also a way for someone to have more options and opportunities. There's a lot of freedom, but also responsibility that comes with being in college. I found out you have to, if you really want to do it, you have to, you know, where and how, and if you want to make new friends, or if you want to find new interests for yourself, or even cooking for yourself. That's something I'm still learning how to do. Or even just what you're there for college, just the classes you're taking, what interests you, what kind of job or career you want to take. Because your parents don't have as much say, or they give it to you in your own hands because you're an adult now. So I think that's the biggest difference I found being in college.
Great. Caleb, how about you, Gracie?
Yeah, I definitely agree with a lot of the things that Caleb said. And for me, since I just made that transition, I think the big thing that I noticed is that in college, you really have to take ownership for yourself in whatever you do, whether that be your spiritual life, your academic life, your social life. Everything has to be because you want to do it and you're willing to put the effort for it. And with that, even if I live 40 minutes away from home, I still feel like I don't see my family as often. And even that short of a distance already kind of increases the amount of independence and self-awareness I'm supposed to have. And I would say, like, college, it seems like you're not quite an adult, but you're also not quite a child yet. So it's that middle ground and how you choose to live it out. Whether you choose to, okay, I'm not an adult yet, I can still, you know, hang out and be irresponsible. Or if you rely more on the fact that you're not a child anymore and you have to grow. It's a balance, I think.
Yeah, that's great. Well, from 2007 to 2017, I was a international student ministry coordinator in the Triangle area. So I was working with a lot of college students, especially first generation international students. But I also did some research on second generation Asian American students on campus, but it is very hard to find their stats, like how many second gen Asian Americans are on campus. So I was very curious about the difference between the first generation international students and second generation students. Mm-hmm. So how do you think, what do you see the difference between first generation and second generation students on campus? Mm. How are they different? What kind of differences have you experienced or observed? So, Gracie, do you want to go first this time?
Yeah, sure. I had one friend who was an international student from China, and I think the main difference is for some reason they seem more, I mean, this friend was older, but they seem more older just because they're having to fly, you know, to this new place, and they're really living far away from home. And so, yeah, and then culturally, I think on campus, at least, it seems like there isn't a lot of communication between second generation and first generation students, mm-hmm. unless either party is willing to make the first move. Like, mm-hmm. that cohesion doesn't naturally happen. Mm-hmm. And so I think that speaks to a lot of the differences that exist between those two communities. But again, I only had one friend, and so I can't really speak for the entirety of the international student populations. But yeah, they definitely have a lot of other international friends. I noticed there's like a good community, at least at Duke, of international students really being there for each other.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely agree with Gracie. But I do think there's, like, there is a very, especially at NC State, you can tell whether someone is, like, a first generation or mm-hmm. international student versus a second generation Asian American. Because I see a lot of, like, Southeast Asian or East Asian international students that are probably there because their parents made them, or they have money, but they're just kind of there. But they do stick together.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they're really close. They have their own communities. As far as second generation Asian Americans go, I think from what I've seen in my personal experience is there's kind of like and we've touched on this, but like an independence factor that kind of gets like stretched or emphasized beyond what I feel like maybe American students have in college, because I think a lot of times second generation Asian Americans, they feel like tied down or caught between two cultures. And I think college gives you that independence to mm-hmm. you could go back and forth mm-hmm. between mm-hmm. cultures, but I've also seen people even stay, you know, like become very Americanized or stay very close to their cultural roots.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that process, in that like going back and forth, second generation Asian Americans can be like really hard to pour into, or really easy. Because I think we can be very easily influenced by the culture where we've assimilated into, or very very stuck in our motherland or our first culture.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that, especially because the second generation Asian American experience, I feel like there's a gradient. Like some people are like right in the middle, they are both Asian and American, they're okay with that, whereas like Caleb said, they're either really really Americanized, they're really really Asianized, I don't know what it yeah, but I think that's also true with some international students as well. Like there are definitely international mm-hmm. students on campus that speak their mother language to each other, you know, and then they really they continue living that out because it's their version of home in this country that's
yeah.
not their own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree with that. But there are also international students that really throw themselves into American culture, like they join Greek life, for
mm-hmm.
example, on college
mm-hmm.
campuses, and to the point where if you meet them before maybe you hear like their English or anything, like you can't really tell that they're international students. So I think that gradient exists with international students as well in terms of how, I guess, Americanized or into American culture they choose to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, what are some challenges second-generation Asian Americans experiencing in college campuses? Just general challenges.
Well, you and I, Pastor, we've done work conference and things like that. But I would still say, like, I feel like the number one issue or challenge that second generation Asian Americans experience is kind of identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, it's connecting, for me, it's, I've always been kind of a drifter and been in different social circles or had different communities. But piecing that together, it's like, sometimes it's hard for me to feel like I'm part of like one community, or feeling like I'm part of this group wholly or entirely. And I think that's comes with like, what group do I identify with? Because like, I think it's so great that we have such a unique role as second generation Asian Americans, but there's also like, how do I fit into each part? And I think the one thing that holds me together with that is just loving people equally and all people like Christ would. And but I will say, like, I have experienced like personal loneliness, because it does feel like sometimes it doesn't feel right to open up or to be as close or understand like references that people make in conversation or in a community that's not quite my own. So I think for me, it's like the inability to feel like transparent with one group, because my understanding is different growing up second generation and Asian American.
I totally agree with that. And I think, like Caleb said, the whole factor of like trying to go through like different social groups and seeing where you are, the more adaptive of a person you are. And I think second generation Asian Americans are usually very adaptive to different situations, because we have some people who grew up in very in places where not a lot of Asians are, whereas other people grow up in highly populated Asian population areas. And I think the more you adapt and are good at adapting to different social groups, the more you lose yourself. And I feel like I can see that happening with a lot of Asian Americans on campus, but also just people in general, you know? But if there's an additional, specifically like cultural struggle I think Asian Americans may experience, it's just growing up, depending on your family, family background. If you had a lot of like academic pressure, or just kind of your life written out for you, when you suddenly leave that, it's like, wait, what do I do now? You know, like, I just followed my parents' directions and I did everything and I was a good child, good student. But now that I'm here and I don't have those immediate kind of pressures on me, it could be kind of a scary experience as well for some people. And so then again, that's also a case-by-case thing, because I know, like, culturally too, a lot of Asian families are different in the way that they raise their kids. But I think that's something that second-generation Americans can experience when they transition to college.
Yeah, and I like to add to that. I think I've had more conversations about those kinds of issues with my campus minister. And one, like, kind of, like, to kind of specifically, like, call out, like, what is that exactly? We were talking about how in like Asian cultures, it's very communal and family oriented. Whereas in an American or maybe a public university or a larger setting culture where you're out on your own, it's in America, everything's very like individualistic. There's a lot of individualism, even to like shaking hands or you know, buying your own food for yourself. You're not sharing with your family or friends around you, or having your own, you know, even like your own TV in your own room. You know, I think there's a lot of difference in how we perceive like sharing or communicating things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thank you for sharing what you've been thinking, what you've been experiencing already. In the next episode, we'll love to hear more about spiritual side of your college campus life. Thank you, listeners. If you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.